congratulations. Not only you get the 14-7 victory over Ulysses, but you get the team's another league championship here, the fifth time in the last 6 years, the seventh time in the last nine. But what a gutsy performance, and what a ball game it was out there tonight.
The kids really played hard. I mean, they bought in this week. The JV team did the best they could with their scout stuff. And, we kind of played with one hand behind the back on offense. He had a wet ball and hurt quarterback that couldn't move around very much. But the kids really stepped up.
And, the running game, it was pretty balanced attack for you guys through the first five games. And like you said, just kind of with the limitations, you guys ran the ball a lot more than you had normally. And you guys really ran at the ball pretty well, averaging about 4 or 5 yards at minimum at each rush.
Well, I thought, the kids ran hard, and the guys up front, we had a couple holdings, but, kind of giving up some size. And, they got a good team. And, we knew that coming in, and they were the league favorites, and our guys kind of stepped up.
Once again, it is Scott City coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here postgame. Scott City with the victory, 14-7. And you can't talk enough about the defense. What an exceptional performance. A team that averages 47 points a game, and you hold them to 7 here. And, guys did a good job penetrating but not over-pursuing along that defensive line, stringing out plays. And Ian Rezik had a big night once again, but not as big as he's normally had.
Well, I mean, I don't know what he had, but, he didn't have the big runs for the touchdowns. And, the main thing is the scoreboard, not the stat sheet. Mm-hmm. He's a Division I type kid. He's got, great balance. He has good size. He has exceptional speed. And, I think, the kids on our team kind of stepped up and wanted to play and kind of measure themselves against, a really good team. And, what they did that was, kind of surprising was get into the eye and run a little bit better out of the eye than what they have all year. But, except for the Holcomb game, they've done what they wanted out there, on offense. And, whatever plays or formations they wanted to run, and they could get after them. And, for our guys to step up, and, we got somebody. We just told them, hey, get somebody on the ball and try to get some help there. And when the help comes, and, go and get the shoulder pads on the chest.
And you had to force them to kind of come out of their comfort zone a little bit. They passed all but 17 times this year and forced them to about 14 passes. And, you got them out of that comfort zone, and they maybe completed about 2 or 3 passes the entire ball game.
Well, our guys did a good job. I mean, we got one pick, and we got some kids that, got some hands on some balls. And, you got a couple factors out there that played into the type of game it was. Number one, it was a wet field. Okay, factor number two, we probably should have, got Brett Meyer some more reps at quarterback, so we had somebody with a little more mobility. But, that wouldn't be fair to Brett either, come in. And, got either a meniscus bruise or a slight tear on a meniscus with the knee that, probably shouldn't have played if the coach was any smarter. But, he played pretty well there and directed the offense. Had a couple of penalties that hurt us. We had some breakdowns on the pass protection. But, overall, the kids played really well.
Well, it's a district play now beginning next week. And it goes 6-0. You head to Southwestern Heights, your final road game of the regular season. Hugoton knocked off the Mustangs tonight, 33-9. And just kind of a new slate, 0-0. And probably don't know anything about the Mustangs. It's been about 3 or 4 years since Scott City's played them.
Nah, just what you kind of read in the paper. So, we'll take care of next week when next week gets here. And, as far as, the weekend, we're going to let our guys enjoy it because they earned it.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. Another big victory for you guys and another league title for Scott City.
All right. Thanks, Adam.